So study rooms are something that lots of students like to have. Students like to have group space, so this is one of their options. We have several large rooms that they can come in and use. The large rooms have whiteboards on them. Several of them have monitors, so they can actually use their, like their laptop or their iPad or something, and they can actually wirelessly connect to here, so you're actually displaying, you know, what's on your computer up here, so everybody can see it instead of everybody kind of huddling around, you know, a small screen or something like that. They can actually reserve these online. There's a link off of our webpage, so they can go ahead and they can reserve them for up to 2 hours at a time. So we really encourage students to do that, especially at the end of the term when people are really needing to focus and get down to business ready to do final projects or papers or whatever. So most of the large rooms have tables to sit at. So we also have small ones over here. A lot of them have a table like this that you can sit around and kind of group around. So groups, we also have small ones for folks who just want small space, just like they just need a quiet spot. As much as we try to keep the library quiet, because a lot of people want it quiet, you know, you have groups that come in. So folks will want to have just a quiet spot. So they can come in here and use these. And it's just a quiet spot to study. We can get a couple people in here if they want. They can reserve these as well. And when you reserve them online, you can pick which one you want. So, you know, it's amazing. We have some students who always want the same room. You know, they're just comfortable with it. They can reserve these for 2 hours at a time. So they can do that anytime. We're actually going to expand our space come May. We're excited. We're not actually expanding. We're actually getting back our space. About 2 years ago, we had to give up some of our space so the bookstore could move in there while they were redoing Building 5. And so we get to reclaim our space this May. So it's been a struggle for students to find quiet places to sit. You know, Building 5 is great. It has some optional seating there. But it tends to be a little bit loud. So depending on what you're doing and what you want to do, you know, that may or may not work for you. We have computers here that the students can come in and use anytime. They just walk up and log in just like they do any other lab on campus. No sign-in. They can stay as long as they want, do whatever. Printing's available here. Works off their PaperCut account. We also have a scanner over here. So sometimes folks need to do, especially some of the health areas in particular, they're needing to scan up some documents. One of the few, if not the only, color printer on campus available to students. So that also works. This also works with PaperCut. So you've got that. So that's available here. We do have a variety of materials that students can use. You see back there we have some signage that reads leisure and children's books. So oftentimes students don't realize that we, in addition to buying academic stuff, which is our primary goal, most of the shelves are filled with academic kind of stuff because that's what you're needing. But we also buy some fun things, so like leisure, so like novels, if you want it. You know, if you're a reader and want to read, you know, the latest novel from John Grisham or something like that, you can go back there and check them out and look at them, graphic novels. We also buy children's books. So some of our students are parents or have young siblings. They can check out books here and take them home. All books check out for 3 weeks. Just have to have your student ID with you. Bring them up here, check them out. Easy to go. We also have DVDs that we kind of cycle them in and out, hence the book there. So, you know, we buy some TV shows, we buy some feature films, award winners, things like that. And students can come and, you know, if you find one here that you like, you take it here, you take it up to the shelf or up to the front desk, and we'll actually pull it because we keep them behind the desk. Check them out for a week and can use them. We also have some students and faculty and staff who like to do audiobooks. I'm an audiobook person. I wasn't an audiobook person until well after college, but I commute, so it's kind of nice to be able to do it as I'm commuting. So again, something available, something different. If we've got folks that are wanting to use that. We also have downloadable audiobooks, meaning that you can download it to your phone, or if you have an MP3 player or something like that, you can download the books. They check out for, I think it's 2 weeks. It's been a while since I checked one out. And then it just disappears off your phone, becomes inactive after that time. But they can download those kinds of things. We have things like chargers to check out. So, especially before Building 5 was opened, there were very few outlets available. So we bought some portable chargers you can use for laptops or whatever. So you can check those out. Use them for a couple hours if you don't have easy access to an outlet somewhere. So you can do that. We have headphones you can check out. They're nothing really pretty. I mean, they're the big. But, you know, if you're watching a video on your laptop or sitting in here and you want to listen to music or something as you're working, you can check out headphones. Use them as well. So we have some cool electronic features. So a lot of times when we talk with students, we talk kind of about the physical space because there's lots of good things here for students to be using. But there's also lots of great electronic stuff besides just kind of databases that students may or may not use for their classes. So we have things like e-magazines. First, we have paper copies of magazines also that are here. Some things aren't available electronically, so we buy them in paper. Up here under the Find, we have something that says e-magazines. And so this is something that students can access 24/7. They can actually download issues, like to a tablet or laptop or phone, and there's a mobile app you can use. The product's called Flipster. And so these are less academic, but still things folks might be using for class or just for their own personal use, interesting. So if you're interested in looking at a car and driver, you have 12 months worth of issues you can go back and look at. And on a device like a phone, it's really nice because you just swipe, you get the full image. It is a nice product. On the computer, you have an option to print, and you can print full pages. Here's where we have some audiobooks and ebooks that folks can check out and download. Students also have access to the full, complete run of the New York Times. So the library subscribes to this so that students have access to it. And so you can go out to the New York Times and get all of their content, which is really nice. So it just requires you to do a one-time registration here. And then once you've done that, then on any device you have, you can just go out and you'll be able to look at all the content. You'll be able to print off articles. And they have things like videos, they have blogs, they have articles, they have all kinds of stuff. Learning Express is something kind of cool. This is a tool that students can use to help build their skills. So you can actually come in here and you can actually practice doing things like math, anything from basic arithmetic up to pre-calc in here. You can practice vocabulary and reading. You also can practice for tests, so things like the GRE if you're looking at grad school, or the MCAT if you're looking at med school or law school, the LSAT. You can also learn about software, like Microsoft software products, like PowerPoint or Excel. Maybe an instructor is giving you an assignment and you have to use Excel. You've never used it or you can't remember for sure how to use it. You can come in here and watch tutorials on how to use it. Under Research Help, we have a couple things. Students can actually schedule a meeting with librarians, and they can do this online, so they can actually see our schedules here. Tutorials on how to use the website, that's there. Study rooms, so this is how you reserve a room. Reservations, this just talks about the rooms. You can see when rooms are available. Pretty quiet today. You can pick your day, whatever day you're looking at. So all the hours are listed here. The Ankeny Library is typically open 7:30 to 9, Monday through Thursday. Friday, we close at 4. No weekend hours, unfortunately. But all the campus libraries are listed here. So I know sometimes students have classes on more than one campus, so that's really handy. And so this updates daily. So that's handy.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it. Good luck.